Hi.
Jim's running around the house naked, taking a box of wine.
I'm wearing a man thong, thank you very much.
Doing the intro man
thong. Wrong James.
Trigger warning, this is the Freedom Fiend Variety Hour, broadcasting from Podbay 2A, a mile above sea level, at the Intergalactic Prairie Studios on the corner of Trash View and Nata Vista. We alter your locus aurelius by warming your snaps to regenerative radio waves. Put on your 3D glasses now. We warm your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sin flood of statism out of your head. Can you feel it? Is it working? Can you feel it, Michael?
Yeah.
Can you feel it, Jim?
Yes, man, Fong.
The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT, no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
It's only BIP. Jim, what are you doing?
I'm aerating my tannins.
Say that. Can you do that on radio? What does that mean?
I am enjoying a fine Grenache, a 2014 varietal. Pretty good. Or vintage of a Grenache varietal, rather. No, it's not. It doesn't come in a box. It comes in a bottle, unfortunately.
Well, it's not bad audio, and you shouldn't do it on the radio because people who have bad audio on the radio secretly drink a box of wine when no one's looking.
And they tell you it's a Grenache.
It's a white Grenache. It's a rosé.
Well, you're white. Box of wine.
Box of wine.
Yeah, I called, I was telling Jim Jesus to do the intro, and I said, do the intro, man thong. And James answered to that and started doing the intro. Because I think James actually has more right to answer to man thong than Jim.
Yeah, of course.
Because
of course.
James was on national television wearing nothing but a man thong on
and
C-SPAN.
Socks.
And C-SPAN. On C-SPAN at the Libertarian. What was it? The Libertarian Let's Fire James vote? I forget. No, that was
National Convention.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you for your service. All right. So, what was that?
Whoa. Wow.
You got man thong mail. You've got thong mail. Mail thong. All right. So I want to talk about the noise police. Do you guys have the noise police pulled up? This is so ridiculous.
No.
I asked James. Allegedly. I asked Jim to. James has it open. Don't you, James? This
allows you. I got it.
All right. So apparently when libertarians are. When there's loud commercials on radio or TV, libertarians hit mute. Statists write their congressman, or in this case, lean over at the dinner table to their congresswoman relative and say, there ought to be a law, because we're watching TV, we're eating dinner and having a quiet family dinner with the TV on, and it got louder during the commercial. Boy, that's a problem right there. So go ahead, and I'm burying the lead a little bit, but I'm teasing the lead too, which is different. So James, will you please read about the noise police?
Yeah, we got the FCC regulated the volume of commercials in 2011, but it didn't really work. Loud TV commercials still rule the tube.
You're burying the lead. No. This is the second part.
This is the wrong article.
Yeah. What happened later.
You're doing it wrong.
You're really doing it wrong.
Which article am I looking for?
Man, I'm just going to fire
the
you
Wikipedia?
On the show.
Oh, the Wikipedia page? Is this the one you're... Okay.
Yeah. Man, this is really...
I had that ready, by the way.
This is not funny.
Go ahead with the Wikipedia page.
I don't have it because I told you to pull it up.
I have it. The commercial.
Has it, yeah.
Yeah. I had it on the whole time. I was like, as soon as he started reading, I was like, that's not right. This does not sound like a Wikipedia.
I said, do you have it? And you said, no, I don't know.
As soon as I said no, I started digging it up like a good radio host should have. Like before then. But
Jim.
Okay. The Commercial Advertisement Loudness Mitigation Act, or the CALM Act. Where do they get all these? I wonder if they have like a department of the government that just makes up acronyms.
They got a naming generator based on the formula for the Wu-Tang Clan name generator. So. It's pretty much the same application.
All right. And so the Cash Moves Everything Around Me Act requires the U.S. Federal Communications Commission to bar the audio of TV commercials from being broadcasted at louder sound volumes than the TV program material that they accompany, by requiring all, quote, multi-channel video programming, unquote, distributors to implement the, quote, techniques for establishing and maintaining audio loudness for digital television. Is that another acronym? Because it's all in capital letters.
I think that is another acronym.
TEMALD. That's a terrible acronym. Issued by the International Industry Group Advanced Television Systems Committee. The final bill was passed September 29th, 2010. No specific penalties were given. Those are to be set by the FCC in its regulations. A TV broadcaster or distributor is in compliance if it installs and uses a suitable equipment and software, or a usable.
I wonder if this was just like a backdoor deal for someone who's, you know, had a relative that ran the company that made that software or hardware. It seems like it. I could believe that.
I could see that going.
Yeah. I mean, that's how they. Allegedly. That's why they. That's why they did those cosmetology licenses, because they were like hair weaving was kind of getting popular at the time, and they wanted to get rid of people just weaving hair in their basements and putting them at a competition.
They wanted to get rid of something that goes back to Africa 4,000 years ago, probably.
Yeah.
You bring that stuff to America, you got to pay the man.
After issuing regulations, the FCC began enforcing those regulations December 13th, 2012, after a 1-year grace period.
Jesus. You know, I remember in the 70s hearing someone say, commercials are so loud, there ought to be a law. That absolutely happened. And that's the kind of stuff that, before you're a libertarian, you know, bigger things than that, you say, there ought to be a law, but there really ought to never be a law. There should be like 5 laws. Like, don't, you know, assault people, rape people, murder people, rob from people, or, you know, commit fraud.
Do you really need something to be written down to tell you that? I mean, come on, do we really need to put that to paper to tell people that's wrong to do?
Yeah, apparently. Because there's people that, especially the fraud thing. I mean, there's people in Liberty who commit fraud all the time, and you know,
if we write it down, will it stop them?
There's a sucker born every minute. Oh, no. But I would say too that those are the things that are pretty much basically wrong in every culture throughout history, except sometimes in the Middle East, it's okay to rape your wife, and that's not a joke. That's a fact. So
it's absolutely terrible that people would try to regulate the audio volumes on things that come out for media. By the way, Ben Audio's book is a hate crime because the audio levels were not equal in each chapter.
Until I fixed it.
So what you're saying is TV is a hate crime?
Apparently.
No, TV is a nanny crime now. But
see, what's the point? I mean, we've had TiVo since 2010, haven't we?
Yeah, so this is one of those, like, you know what? I would say this is part of the reason. This was another couple nails in the coffin of regular TV, of like, you know, be at the same place at the same time in your living room at 8 p.m. on a Tuesday night television.
And no one does that. Who does that now?
Even people who do that TiVo it.
Right.
So does this also cover cable channels, or is it just for broadcast?
Yes. That's the other thing, too, is it's really bizarre to me that the FCC even has anything to do with cable or the internet, because the original reason, this is a really good example for people in the cheap seats. You know, we're totally there ought to be, you know, we don't need laws for any of this stuff, but people who are listening on radio think, well, there should be some laws. You know, This kind of the market takes care of this kind of stuff.
That's what our listeners sound like.
Yes. I don't know about these freedom fiends. Yes. They're all 95. They're all my dad. They're all 95-year-old Republicans who grew up in the Great Depression and hate any kind of government encroachment, but also think that FDR did some good things to help farmers.
Allegedly.
Seriously, a description of my father. My father is also someone who's like said that Barack Obama should be hanged for treason for overstepping the bounds of the Constitution. But my dad also wrote a letter to the note that was published in the local newspaper, letter to the editor about they were trying to close down, you know, like a local hospital that was government funded. And he said that the politicians trying to close it down should be tried for murder for all the people that are going to die when that hospital goes away.
He's a liar, he's a socialist, and his feet stink.
I think the irony is, do you know where that phrase came from?
Yeah,
my dad said that.
Your dad
my dad
said
actually said that. Yeah. Here's the original. Here's the original of my dad saying it. It was from an interview on the show. Neem and I interviewed him 5 years ago, and I said, "What do you think about Obama, Dad?" And he said,
"Obama is a socialist. He's a liar, and his feet stink."
And then we sampled that and turned it into a rap song with Nima's rap and roll group called Nima V.
Well, it's perfect timing then.
Yeah, I think there should be some like standards, but I don't think it should come from up high from the wonderful people at Washington.
Damn,
yeah, but more like kind of like how the UL does things, or you know, Underwriters Laboratory.
I agree with that for general things with broadcasting. You know, there are standards that aren't necessarily law. They're probably in the FCC law book somewhere, but the FCC things, the regulations aren't even technically laws, but they can be enforced like laws, which is kind of weird. You know, they're not passed by Congress or by a state legislature. They're just written down by goons.
Yeah. It's kind of like the deep, kind of like the deep state.
How's
thing.
That any different?
You can pass
all the
laws you want. You can pass laws, but at the end of the day, so can unaccountable bureaucrats can just write in regulations because we have the authority to do so, and it's basically.
Well, James, that's
law.
A good question.
But, yeah, how's that any different?
Yeah, because you're pointing out the, you know, what makes it right if people in between in the middle, you know, Congress or a state legislature. Approve something.
It's the same thing, though. It's just
nothing makes that any better, except that this is an example of the people don't even obey by their own rules. The people who are trying to make you obey ridiculous rules aren't obeying the ridiculous rules the government set up of how laws get passed.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Ever struggle for the right thing to say at a party? Want something to break the ice? Get the free Freedom Fiends Android app, Pocket Alibi. Pocket Alibi will help you have things to say. It'll replace verbal communication when you're not speaking with somebody.
I value your input.
It'll make you the hit of any party.
Not my circus, not my monkeys.
Will it work?
Not a guarantee.
It's a great icebreaker, too. Comes loaded with hundreds of original funny sayings with great voices and great recording quality. It's arranged into 7 categories. Disclaimers.
You should never do the thing I'm talking about.
Excuses.
I'm sorry, sir. An older girl told me to do it.
Advice. Fun, too.
Get off me, kitty.
Libertarian pickup lines.
Hey, baby. Hold my camera while I yell at this meter maid.
State speech is hate speech.
Bark! Bark for the state!
Get Pocket Alibi today on Google Play for free. Again, search for Pocket Alibi. That's Pocket Alibi. A-L-I-B-I.
Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi.
Does this app make me look fat?
You kids.
Wow.
We like talking about shoulder breaks.
So, I find it interesting about you anarchists. I'm an anarcho-capitalist. I don't know what James is. I think he's a commie. Are you a commie, James?
I am not, nor have I ever been a commie.
Are you now, or have you ever been a member of the Libertarian Party?
Yeah, I have. And I am
busted. Yeah, you're just trying to change it from within, though, by getting naked on television. I would argue that other than the four, you know, since the 70s, I think you're the only person who's done anything important within the Libertarian Party.
Yeah, they didn't really do anything.
I think in the 70s it was important. I think it was important in the 70s because the idea was a thought experiment that helped people change to become full-on anarcho-voluntarists. Hey, speaking of one-to-one transactions that are pretty darn cool, have you checked out purse.io, purse.io yet?
I use it all the time.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
It's awesome.
Yeah. What does it do?
It allows you to purchase things on Amazon with Bitcoin. Unfortunately, it doesn't let you do it with Bitcoin, though.
I know, with Bitcoin. Well, yeah, I'll talk to them. I can talk to them about it.
Yeah. Talk to them.
So, you can also do the opposite. You can also basically sell Amazon gift cards for Bitcoin. Do you know that?
Yeah, you can do
that
too.
That's how it works. It's, you know, it's basically,
It goes both ways.
It goes both ways. Like you.
Purse.io goes both ways. You can both, you know, acquire Bitcoin by purchasing.
Pitch and catch Bitcoin. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, by the way, Jim, I would vote and campaign heavily for any congressman or senator or president who says that I'm not going to do anything in office except get naked in a man thong and dance. Yeah.
What if you said progress. You were going to crash the MRAP tank through the wall of the jail?
That would work too.
All right. As long as it's a man thong. All right.
Let me finish my little pimping for purse.io here. So there's a Freedom Fiends affiliate link now. If you go to the Freedom Fiends site on the top right and click the purse link there, you can get 0.01 Bitcoin back on your first order of over $50. And, you know, they help out the Freedom Fiends too. So there it is.
Nice.
You know, they like the ad.
0.01?
0.01. It's about $12 right now, I think.
That's pretty good. But, what if you already have an account, though?
If you already have an account, you can help the Fiends by using the Fiends entry link, which is over on the top right.
All right.
Right below the image. This is purse. But they like the ad that I made for them so much that they hired me to make another ad for them. I thought that was pretty cool. Nice. I thought that was a good validation of, you know, being persnickety and about good audio pays off once in a while in more than just making good audio.
Are you going to need someone to read something really fast, like one of those kind of drug advertisements?
No.
Okay. I can totally do that.
I know you can, but there's software for that too. But no, that wouldn't fit what they're looking for. So yeah, check them out. We dig them. Now back to you guys. I have a question about, so James, you were really pushing the, what's the difference? What's the difference? What's the difference thing? Yeah. I agree.
Well, I said it once.
I know, but you say it every time, which is good to say it every time once. But the thing I try to avoid with that is getting into what Ian Freeman does. Like when people call up on the phone and they're like, you know what we need to do with our troops, Ian will interrupt him and say, you have troops? I don't have troops. You know, like just slight, like really gently, but firmly, obnoxiously ribbing people who use the royal we and talk about, you know, why you need the state and things like that. And it gets to the point where it's, I could see saying it once or twice, but he'll say it like 8 times to someone on a phone call to the point where I don't think he's helping bring them to liberty. I think he's making them go, libertarians are jerks, man. I don't want nothing to do with that. And it's funny because
they're always on about semantics.
I know. Mark Edge has a term for that when Ian does it. He says Ian goes into a Sheldon Cooper infinite loop. If you guys know the show.
Right. It's a terrible show.
Dope. I was going to say, though, I think it's kind of ironic that you libertarians who always, I mean, us libertarians who always talk about, you know, there shouldn't be laws, but there should be order. When I put something, you don't agree?
Yeah.
I don't agree.
I think there should be polycentric law. I don't think there should, if anything.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to make a point here that explains then why Jim James does things out of order that I ask him to do in order. So you literally want chaos.
I have Discordian leanings, yes.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a religious thing.
Yeah. That's why you're the replacement for Davy Barker. He's Discordian. He's no longer with us. He's no longer with us. He's doing another show.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space. You're special. You're better than those geeky nerds who use Android phones. They think they're so smart. But you're one of the beautiful people who has an iPhone. So the Freedom Fiends moved heaven and earth to make an iPhone app just for you. iPhone users are elite, and the Freedom Fiends know this. And we've handcrafted this artisanal app just for you. It's gorgeous, like you. And like you, it's functional and then some. The app is free, and it's called Freedom Reeducation Camp. Go to iTunes and get Freedom Reeducation Camp today, because you inspire joy feelings in everyone around you. That's Freedom Reeducation Camp. Spend some time today in Freedom Reeducation Camp. That's Freedom Reeducation Camp.
We're going to talk about the history of the cream. Oh, I'm sorry. The Calm Act.
Cream.
Cash moves everything around me. Turn the volume down, y'all. Okay, so the bill was... This is the Commercial Advertisement Loudness Mitigation Act, or the Calm Act, and it was passed in 2010, and actually, after a one-year grace period, was in effect in late 2012. And what it does is it basically mandates that all broadcasters, even on cable, which is kind of scary, that they're regulating cable TV. I did not know that.
Yeah, let me interject there for a minute, because I never finished saying that. Was that so? If we want to put on our minarchist dunce hats for a minute and think, you know, the government doesn't do things very well, so should only do important things like, you know, national protection, interstate commerce, and treaties, I think is the thing that people always say, and protecting the airwaves. If that's true, why do they need to protect cable? It's not the airwaves. The reason the FCC was created, you know, the ostensible reason, the reason they give was that radio broadcast frequencies are a limited resource and they need to allocate them. So let's pretend for a minute that's true. Cable channels are an unlimited resource. You can add as many as you want. And internet web pages are an unlimited resource. I've got hundreds of them, and I'm not a rich man. So why do they need to have anything to do with regulating cable? Also, you know, you can cuss on cable like you can't cuss on the airwaves. By gum, those Schumer eating Feinsteiners won't let you cuss on radio. But
Schumer Feinsteiners.
Yeah, that's the thing. Bullshooming Feinsteining bullshoomers. That's it, as Lou says. So, you know, so it's proof that they don't need to regulate cable, because you can cuss on cable. You can put anything you want on cable. And it makes for some great shows. It's like, that's why there are great things being created where there's no censorship, like The Sopranos and like Breaking Bad, things like that. Better Call Saul, you know, things that wouldn't exist if they had to work within the confines of FCC regulated television. So
they also put on like full, almost.
Thank you for your service, cable.
Yeah, like softcore porn on there sometimes too.
Yeah, yeah. So. They cost a lot of money, and like, why? It's free on the internet, but
well, anyway. Now you're gonna get angry letters from Brian Sauber, because he loves that stuff.
Well, I think it's other than for Brian Sauber, I think that the main consumer of pay-per-view porn, softcore porn on cable TV, is probably government bureaucrats staying in hotel rooms on the government dime.
Okay.
Prove me wrong. I want to see the documents, FCC.
Well, Suicide Girls is pretty awesome. But either way, right. So this bill. But yeah, but and not only that, but it also doesn't. One of the other reasons they cite is like, well, I mean, airwaves can go over state lines, so we want to have like a uniform code. But usually these cable companies kind of work within like a monopolistic thing within the with the local governments.
So hey, we're on a station that reaches into Canada. How cool is that? Like, it doesn't respect national boundaries.
Yep. That's awesome.
We probably, I don't know if we violate any of the FCC equivalent in Canada, whatever their FCC is called. And every country has one of these now. I don't know if we violate the Freedom Fiends violate anything in Canada, but I know this, there are no shows like the Freedom Fiends in Canada. I don't even know if Free Talk Live is on any stations in Canada. I mean, they're on stations in Guam and Puerto Rico, but that's America. So this is kind of a unique thing is, syndicated, absolutely no government radio. Like we're on government radio, but we are advocating for, we want a government, they small government Republicans say, we want a government so small that it can be, drown in a bathtub, which is like,
I want to drown in an
adult
bathtub.
Easily. You couldn't easily drown an adult in a bathtub. So they're basically saying they want a baby they can drown in a bathtub.
Or kitten. Or kitten. That's a river. That's a river.
Oh.
Sorry.
That's a what?
So anyways, the history of this bill.
But hang on. So we want government so small, it's theorized about by particle physicists, as Davy Parker said. So that's what we're looking for. So that doesn't exist in other countries. So you could say governments are horrible. There's no free, but like, you still have some free speech in America. And I'm not saying thank you, government. I'm saying, government's so slow, they haven't gotten around to outlawing it yet. And also kind of, terrestrial radio is kind of, let's just admit it. This is worse than cussing on radio, what I'm about to say. Radio is kind of on its downswing. It's kind of going away. Talk shows like this are not going away, but they won't be on terrestrial radio very long. So that's how we got on. Thank you for your service, everyone.
So, James, the history of this bill, the Calm Act, which regulates the volume of advertisements and...
Because there ought to be a law. Yeah, there ought to be a law.
The bill was...
Allow me to direct you to the complaint department.
I know, right? the bill was the United States United States Senate companion to proposed legislations by the House of Representatives by Anna Eshoo, a member of the Energy.
That was a terrible idea with glorious execution.
Oh, that was wrong. I try hard. Yeah. I try hard. Energy and Commerce Committee. She wrote the bill after a loud commercial interrupted her family dinner.
There ought to be a law.
Let me interrupt there. Like, why, if you want a calm family dinner, why the heck do you have the TV on? and really, like, you need a law. So you can have a quiet dinner while leaving the TV on. I think there's something wrong with her family.
Well, listen to this. After asking her brother-in-law to turn down the volume, he allegedly said,
"Well, you're the congresswoman. Why don't you do something about it?"
That's the congresswoman in California. Or congressman or congresswoman in Congress critter in California who outlawed LED gloves because drug users like to use them at raves. Can you believe that? Like, they outlawed having flashing lights in a pair of gloves. Ravers, I think they'd be useful. What if all the power's out and you find yourself being the Good Samaritan directing traffic in the middle of the road? That'd be perfect. But they outlawed it.
If we can save one person from getting drugs by banning these gloves,
I can't bring my gloves anymore to the party.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go into recovery. Yeah. So the woman who did that, who proposed that bill and it got passed, I think it got passed, was first generation Chinese. Her father is a politician in China. And she said in an interview, her father said, well, just outlaw it, because China. All right. Yeah. So read on.
So she basically did the thing, skipping down because a lot of this is kind of dumb.
Do the thing I'm talking about.
Prior to adjourning for the midterm recess, the United States Senate unanimously passed the bill on December 30th, 2012. Unanimously.
Seriously, this was unanimous too?
Guys, you just need to vote harder because apparently this is a partisan. No, wait, no.
100 people. Never mind.
So before it was signed into law in December, minor differences between the two versions had to be worked out when Congress returned to Washington after the November 2nd election. Blah, blah, blah. And it was signed into law by President Barack Obama, who's a liar, socialist, and his feet stink.
Yep.
So, yep. And then it was implemented. And that's the end of the wiki article. It's kind of.
Don't feed the trolls.
Yeah.
China. Her father said, "Well, just outlaw it."
I hit the wrong button, and I hit the button. So that's us live, 30 seconds delayed. We're not 30 seconds
listening to it. 30 seconds delayed. It's so mad. Wow,
that's trippy. That makes me want to bust out my LED gloves, man.
Do we not have a thanks Obama button in here? I'm trying to find it. I could have sworn it was in here somewhere.
It's under state speeches, hate speech.
There it is. Well, a little bit late, but.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah. Obama, more like Obama.
Yeah, so governments are really square. So now let's read what happened to these people's, the good work of these people who passed lots of laws. You know, there are actually people who said that Ron Paul was not a good politician because he only got one bill passed. That's not how you measure the effectiveness of a politician. Well, I guess it is. You know?
I know there would be a better politician would be someone who got zero bills
taxation
passed.
Taxation is theft.
No, a better politician would be somebody who undid a bunch of laws.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He didn't really
do that either, though.
I know. Yeah, he was just a thought experiment. Yeah, I like him better now that he's not a government thug.
Yeah. Yeah. Also that whole shrimping legislation they did to protect some industry in his local area. That was kind of, other than that.
Yeah, but then he had a good minarchist excuse for it. He said, hey, you know, if the money's taken away from the people in my district, I'm just getting it back for them.
Okay. Yeah. That's his answer. I mean, I understand that argument, but he really didn't do anything to abolish it. No, he's not actually my favorite statist.
He's my favorite government thug.
He's not mine.
Government thug. Who is yours?
Well, government thug,
on TV. The guy that shot himself on TV is my favorite politician.
Yeah. Hey, man, nice shot.
What's his name? Bud?
Bud Doyer? Something like that.
Yeah.
Wasn't he on that hit television show on Nickelodeon called You Can't Do That on Television?
Yeah.
Dick.
So you can't do that on radio. Apparently, you can't be told how quiet your ads need to be on radio. Because James, tell us what happened.
Loopholes are the
portals through which freedom pass. What happened?
From the article, the FCC regulated the volume of commercials in 2011, but it didn't really work. Loud TV commercials still rule the tube. Now the FCC is at it again. They've updated the algorithm, which measures volume with a commercial advertisement loudness mitigation, or COMAC. Broadcasting stations and cable systems are subject to the rule. The rule said a commercial cannot be louder than the average volume of the program. This allowed a loophole when the program included loud noise effects before the commercial, or the commercial included a moment of silence. Either of these can can increase the average, so commercials can be louder than you would suspect.
Basically, all 100 people in the Senate, or all 95, or however many voted who were there that day, none of them can do 8th grade math, because if I saw that, I'm not a math whiz, but if I believed this law should be passed and I saw the legislation and it said, you know, cannot be louder than the average of the, I'd go, wait, average, okay. And I would think of that loophole. I'm sure that loophole was thought of day one by some radio and some television engineer.
With Michael Dean and his weird friends.
And there existed stickers. They used to not exist. Now they exist.
That's funny. DJ, how do you like the Fiend stickers on our coffee pot?
They're gorgeous.
Yes. What do they say?
State speech is hate speech. And BIPCOT, freedomfiends.org.
Yeah, and people can get them by going to freedomfiends.com and clicking on the new link at the top. It says stickers, and there will be more designs. So check back regularly. Catch them all.
Worms.
So the other day I was at a bar and I was talking to a girl, and I just happened to make a passing comment that she was like the most average woman in the bar, and she was like, "That's really mean." And I said, "Exactly."
He's got math jokes, people. Math. Mean. Average. Mean. Yeah. Hey, I got a cool thing today in the mail. I got a donation for $99. Thank you for your service, Scott.
It should have been $100.
No, here's the funny thing. So he said, and it was a MoneyGram, which I was like, I don't know what this is, but I Googled it, and you can cash it at a bank. I think it's a money order from like Western Union or something. But MoneyGram. So he sent me.
Did it come with a telegram? Note.
This note. The piece of paper was handwritten, and it also had three pennies taped to it with electrical tape. And it said, the 3 cents is for a couple Bitcoin, or for a Bitcoin, If it's possible for you to obtain one for me, I would greatly appreciate it. I'll get it from you later when I figure out electronic monies. So, I didn't really want to, like, you know, make that contract with him of, like, you know, you can pay me now for Bitcoin later, because I remember things like, you know, somebody gave Ben Stone, you know, 3 Bitcoin when they were $15 each. And then later he said at one point, you know, I'm not doing my show anymore, so if anyone wants their money back, let me know. And one dick said, yeah, I want my 3 Bitcoin back. And they were worth like $900 each by then. So the guy was asking for like $2,700 when he donated like $35. So, or $45. So, you know, I don't want something like that. Like, I don't want this guy, if Bitcoin is ever worth, you know, $100. Well, I guess he gave me $100, but he gave me $100. So I don't want to make that deal. But I actually have, because remember I did a test, a beta version of the software where we did a paper wallet. You guys hear me talking about that at some point?
Yes.
It's not out yet, but a paper wallet created with that beta that only me and SLB have actually, will work when that happens. So when we made this paper wallet, I put 4 cents worth of Bitcoin in it, and I sent him a scan of the paper wallet, and he printed it out and then scanned it with his phone and then took 2 Bitcoin out. So I literally had a paper wallet left with 2 Bitcoin in it. So I snail mailed that back to him with some buttons.
Nice. Cool. By the way, when you got that Western Union from him, did all the sentences end with stop? It's like, here is 3 cents that I let you use with electrical tape. Stop. Please send me Bitcoin. Stop. Hey, Jim, I haven't figured it out yet. Please stop. Wait. Stop.
Jim, stop.
Okay.
Yeah. So an American flag was placed outside for me the day I was born.
Sorry.
By the great grandson of the guy who started Welch's Grape Juice. That was from my town, Westfield, New York.
I'm drinking grape juice.
The heir to the Welch's grape people lived across the street from us. And yeah, he put a flag, he knew my parents, he put a flag out when I was born. And I think that's why it took me till like 35 years old, or no, like 39 years old, to become a full on, you know, libertarian anarcho-capitalist, to quit being a statist, because they cursed me. They'd said, you know, they'd thrown some state voodoo on me on the day of my birth.
That's sad. You got state voodoo thrown on you.
Yeah, but it probably also put it into my mind that I'm a great man.
I am a great man.
Ben Stone says great men don't exist. I agree.
Yeah.
The great man theory.
That does.
Oh, you never heard that, James? Ben's stuff about rants about the great man.
I'm talking about how sad it is that the flag was put out for him.
You're still on that.
I'm still on that.
You're still making fun of what happened to me when I was a kid.
Yeah, you're just a wee baby, and then boom, flag.
The statism is strong in this one. Let's put
you got flagged.
I did, literally. Well, I told you, I don't know if you guys heard it, but the other night in the store, I said that on the show, when I was a kid, when I was like 10, someone who was some teenager showed me a bag of pot and walked away in a park. Like, I don't know why he did it. Like, hey, kid, want to see some pot? But didn't try to sell me any. But
he was trying to teach you about economics.
Yeah, he was. So for days afterwards, I was thinking, man, next time I'm going to carry my pocket knife with me all the time. And when I see that guy again, I'm going to capture him and march him to the police station.
Oh, you were such a bad little statist.
That was because of the flag, man. I was a great statist. That was because of the flag. That guy just would have, like, knocked it out of my hands. Can't get
bothered me. He's just trying to teach you about economics, man.
Yep.
Hey, kids, want to learn about economics? Yep. He's trying to teach you the metric system.
Drug dealers. They will not divide us. He will not divide us.
No, it wasn't metric back then. Coke was, but weed was always still fractions of pounds or ounces. Although a kilo was a kilo, but you never had a gram of pot. Because a gram of pot wouldn't get you high back then.
Want caviar sound on a cat food budget? Creamy Radio Audio by the Freedom Fiends has great free tips so you can sound like a pro without spending like one. The most powerful form of human communication is one person speaking to another. But if people have to suffer through your sound, they'll change the channel and miss your message. Creamy Radio Audio will help you speak to the world with sound that will make people want to keep listening. Check out creamyradioaudio.com. That's creamyradioaudio.com. Meow! 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 Meow!
Meow! This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Reeducation Center's Low Orbit Ion Cannon, high atop Financial Beast Plaza, on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 Alpha Centauri. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT, no government license. It allows use and reuse by anyone except state actors. You can learn more at BIPCOT.org.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And not Bill Paxton.
There's something called Signal. It's a free app for Android
and iPhone. It's not compromised.
It's not compromised.
Yeah, it's not. Phones are compromised. So, James, I called you on Signal.
I got you.
Did you get it?
Rhythm Bodyguard.
Rhythm Bodyguard, yeah. So
that's a sweet band name.
When you call someone on this, it gives you two words, and you confirm that the other person has the same two words. And it's how you you know that, you know, it's a secure, you're secure. I think they'd make great band names. So we got Rhythm Bodyguard.
That sounds like a sweet band name.
See what else we got. Let's call you up again. James, you got it? I mean, Jim, you got it?
Yes. Yes.
Right. Don't call me again.
I do have it.
Yeah, call you again.
Oh, it disappeared.
It disappeared. Yep. Wasn't secure enough.
Ooh.
Man, it says it's ringing. Ending call. Man.
Yeah, I got a missed call. Kind
of, that happens sometimes. Sometimes it just...
Well, I was switching Wi-Fi on. So maybe I need to switch it back off.
Well, if you're going to do that, maybe Jim should just call me on Signal.
Okay.
I mean, this is like spy stuff. This is like...
ever call. Oh, okay. So here's the little call button. I'm guessing that's how I do
this
it.
This is like
when I hang up?
Yeah, let me hang up on James. Go ahead and call me Jim.
Okay.
This is apps on the... It's the New York Review of Apps. Wait, how do you determine my... That's weird, Jim. Oh, I forgot. That is the Lowbirds ad is my ringtone.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
Lowbirds.com.
When you connect, I thought like you could set what the ringtone is for the other person. I get so few calls. Cool. I forgot what my I don't give my number out.
On my old phone that has disappeared on me through an unfortunate circumstance, the ringtone was the Pocket Alibi ad.
It did his own reenactment of a G.G. Allen concert,
Did a G.G. Allen concert reenactment and lost my phone.
I don't see
where it's... I'm calling
I don't see where it's... Music Sympathy.
Music Sympathy. That sounds like a wimpy band name.
Yeah.
Try you again.
Here, let me try calling you. Let's see what happens.
See if we do a three-way.
Can you say that on radio?
I don't know if you can three-way call with Signal.
Bong. Sounds like we're in a submarine.
It's just ringing. are you not answering it? It didn't work. It doesn't work about half the time, I think.
I'm going to try calling you. See what happens. Busy.
Who's me? Who's the you you're busy. Talking to?
Tom.
Michael. It says busy?
Go ahead. Yeah, it says busy.
Call me back. I hung up on Jim. He just wasn't. He was messing around. He didn't answer. You want to be able to tell almost anyone, almost anything? All right. Performing handshake. Oh, spheroid microscope.
So they created a band name generator.
It sounds like a shoegaze band.
They don't know it, but they did. I'm calling you back. Spheroid microscope. Was it spheroid microscope?
Yeah, it sounds like a shoegaze band.
How come it rings so long? Are you not answering it?
No. What's it say on there? Does it say it's ringing or just connecting? Okay,
or? I'm hanging up. I'm going to call Jim back. Jim's more fun. All right.
Except I have the worst one so far. Music symphony. Sympathy.
I know. Sympathy or symphony?
I guess it's kind of like a little double entendre.
It is kind of cool. Yeah.
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 Nothing.
Signal knows we're making fun of it.
It has become self-aware.
This is what it has.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to work anymore. I think they figured it out and are borking it.
Stop making fun of our app.
Here we go.
We're advertising
what
our app.
What do we got? Music atmosphere.
Music atmosphere.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's kind of wimpy. Yeah, no, it's not.
Yeah, well, for
some
like
great ones the other day.
Depends on the type of music, but that could work for like a something. Oh, here we go again. What do we got?
This one's good.
Snowslide paragraph.
Snowside paragraph. Yep, that's pretty good.
That's an art rock band. Slide,
What do we got again here? We got
this one's good.
Beaming below ground.
Yeah, I don't think below ground is usually one word, but it is here. So. Beaming below ground could totally be a shoegaze band.
So
yeah, when I call people on Signal, we always do the check and see that before we even start talking. Should.
Jim, what were you saying? Oh, Quiver Saturday. That's really good.
That's pretty good.
That's an emo
band. That's a chick
band.
Yeah.
No, that's emo. A chick band.
That's an emo band.
No, that sounds like a total chick band. I was wondering how long before it gets to self-immolation.
Oh, here we go. This is good. Ancient Vagabond.
That's a metal band.
Yeah, that is a total metal band.
That's a Celtic band metal band.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That's totally some folk metal.
That's a black metal socialist Celtic band. Ancient Vagabond.
I'm going to check them out on Google Music afterwards.
I wonder if we put these into like the band database, see if they're in here.
Okay. This is an art rock band. Edict Reproduce.
Yeah.
That's statist.
That's pretty indie.
It's pretty statist.
Well, it's not statist if you declare your own edicts. Like, I often make, you know, I often do executive orders on the Freedom Fiends for the Freedom Fiends.
Yeah, like making a this one's signal good. On the air.
Necklace concurrent.
I know.
Yeah, that's a girl.
The NSA right now is going, why are these guys calling each other over and over? Maybe that's the code. Maybe it's like, they're doing Morse code with short and long calls, short and long hang up calls.
That's actually not a bad idea.
I know. It'd be funny. Ah, this one's good.
Freedom Pocketful.
I got one. I got a Freedom Pocketful right here, baby.
Can you say that
right here?
DuPont Pacific. That's probably the name of a building somewhere.
DuPont.
Probably. That probably is a building name.
In San Francisco.
The NSA is freaking out right now. What are they doing?
Clean up certified. I'll bet that phrase exists. I'm going to Google that phrase. I'll bet it's on like a crime scene cleanup. Like, we provide, you know, cleanup certified service. Cleanup certified. All right, let me Google that. We're doing apps on the radio.
This is app review hour.
Yeah.
Slow down good. Guitarist. That's like it's a blues band. That's like one guy.
That's his legal. He changed it. It's his legal name.
That's his legal name. Yeah. Statist.
Legal. You just can't play the blues. You gotta feel the blues.
You know, you cannot play the blues on a guitar that's not been in a pawn shop.
Hey, I mean, think about grandpa's guitars.
So, clean up certify that exact two word combination exists 18 places on the internet, and they seem to all be government sites from around government or EDU. Like, you know, one's a book called Rocky Mountain Arsenal National Wildlife Refuge Comprehensive Guide. One's a PDF called Environmental Health and Safety from University of Amherst. One's from Europa.eu, which sounds like a government site. Sambutrol in animal feed. Oh, so cleanup certify, man. Yep. After an oil spill, clean up, certify an area acceptable for returning to normal use. Yeah.
So
did I just call someone else by accident? I think I just called Kit. My friend Kit. A Fiend fan.
So it looks like one of your the buddies over there in Casper.
Hang on a second.
Yeah, okay, we got a statist one. Unwind informant.
Well, if he's an informant and you're unwinding him, isn't that kind of like knocking the wind out of him for snitching?
Means you punched him. Oh, this one's good.
Shadow bottomless.
Shadow bottomless. Mm. I like it. Mm. They're all shoegazy sounding though, man.
Yeah.
Who picks like the words they use? The list, the A and B columns.
I'm not sure. There's probably some kind of algorithm.
I don't know. They all seem like. They're all nouns, aren't they? No, are they? No. Tycoon pyramid. I like that one. That's Donald Trump Jr.'s band. That was just the cover band.
Yeah, what's it? It's Barron Trump's cover band.
Allegedly,
it's a Rockefeller group. the new world order's new group. Yeah,
cement consensus.
It'd be a side project of the Melvins. That's like even slower and heavier than the Melvins. Cement consensus.
I would. That sounds like a cool band name.
Yep. Slow down, dictator. Slow down, dictator. I should tweet that. I should tweet that to Trump.
Slow down, dictator.
That's a punk band.
Yeah.
Slow down, dictator.
Yeah, it's totally a punk band. Oh, we got. Let's see here. What do we got?
Beehive paperweight. That could totally be a band.
All of these could really be band names.
See, they're all. I think they're all nouns, but the first one is often like what's there's a word for adjectives that aren't actually adjectives, but they're acting as adjectives. Mm-hmm. I think that's what like beehive. You know, that's not like beehive is an adjective in that sentence, in that short fragment. Okay, one more while we go to the market. Edict Impetus. Statist one.
Yeah.
Edict Impetus.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
When the final element issues, it's not because I need to know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons!
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. You'll get state speech is hate speech, guns and weed, buy sheep for sheep on sheep,
and Bitcoin.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says,
Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. It's a real true fiend, they gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. It's a real true fiend, they gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others
grouping, but now we're small. It's a real true feat, they gotta collect them all. Dean Mutton's are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Arms once were big, but now we're small. It's a real true feat, they gotta collect them all. Dean Mutton's are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Arms once were big, but now we're small. It's a real true feat, they gotta collect them all.
You TV kids.
I was watching the clock. I don't watch the clock. I just stop talking immediately when I stop hearing an ad. Yeah, I wait for the next one to come on and then I start talking.
So for the two stations that aren't on the first hour, the one in Sundance, Wyoming, and the one in Belle Fouche, South Dakota. I love saying Belle Fouche.
Not to be confused with La Rue.
LaBouffe. All bad things. Check out purse.io and use the coupon code FIENDS when you sign up. That's Foxtrot Echo Echo November Sierra FIENDS. And you will get 0.01 Bitcoin on your first order. Ooh. Of $50 or more. And that's purse.io is a great site that we like and we use, where you can spend Bitcoin on Amazon and get a discount.
Substantial discounts.
5, 10, 20, up to 33%.
But no one sends me Bitcoin.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know what?
You that was a total pitch and you failed. You can buy Bitcoin using gift cards.
Okay. Yeah. You can also buy
Bitcoin. But you're like, what?
You can also buy Bitcoin on purse using Amazon gift cards. So
you can also use your credit card though, can't you?
I don't think you can.
Yeah, because you're purchasing Amazon wish list for someone. The point is that you want to get rid of your Amazon gift cards and want Bitcoin.
You could buy an Amazon gift card. So I guess technically, if you live in the state,
you're purchasing someone's wish list is how it works when you're when you're buying it. Wish list. You're paying off someone's wish list and sending them the item. And I'm pretty sure wish list purchases aren't limited to just gift cards. I'm pretty sure that this is a way to get Bitcoin credit card.
Do it all the time. Yeah. Like Ian Freeman, before Purse came around, had a wish list that, like, part of the way you could donate to Free Talk Live was buy stuff on his wish list. So, I think I haven't thought of that, but yeah, technically, you could, in a roundabout way, without and still get a really good deal, you could buy gift cards with your credit card or debit card on Amazon, and then you could trade them for Bitcoin.
Well, because you're not really giving, you're buying something on their wish list, though. You're not actually trading your gift card for it.
Right. But you're not shipping it to you and then sending it to them. You're
it's just like a wish list.
And then it goes, Amazon sends it to the person. Yep.
Right. That's how wish lists work. Yeah.
Yep. And there's a Freedom Fiends, on the Freedom Fiends site, there's a link for Purse in the top right, an affiliate link. So help us out and help yourself out and get 0.01 Bitcoin, y'all. So we have something sad and weird to talk about. That's and then I'm going to jump off the rest of the show. But I'm just surprised I didn't know this because it happened in Wyoming. There's a guy who self-immolated, which means lit himself on fire to protest Trump being elected. And, before you listeners who love Trump say, "What a pussy." And I can say that once a year because I'm quoting you, the listener. Before you say, "What a pussy," this guy was a vet. He was a United States Marine. So I don't think you want to call a Marine a pussy. So this guy burned himself to death because Trump got elected, which I think is just a big waste. I think it's freaky. And I think it's like, it's so weird to me because all these kids who are like crying because Trump won. This makes that look very, 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 very tame. And what did you say about self-immolation, James?
Well, it's a pretty hardcore way to protest, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it's gutsy. It's kind of the ultimate price to protest something. It's a very horrible way to die. It takes minutes. It actually took months. This guy was in the hospital, with 30
burns. So he didn't do it very well.
Yeah, well, I think someone put him out is what it was.
Mm. Don't do that if someone's doing that, because you're just going to prolong their death.
Although I think it'd be a lot of people's instinct to try to put someone out without even thinking about it. I mean, if you see someone on fire, too, if you don't see them light themselves on fire, you might assume they accidentally got lit on fire or someone lit them on fire. So I think...
Well, they're probably trying to save them because there's probably a chance to save them, but... I don't know. Don't interfere with people's protests, kids.
This happened a lot in the Vietnam War. There were monks burning themselves to death.
Like Buddhist monks and stuff like that. They would protest hardcore like that.
Yep. And it made,
there's some famous pictures from that.
Yeah, it made very national news, international news. That's why, you know, it's bizarre to me, but not surprising.
Try this at home.
Yeah, yeah. Don't self-immolation.
Don't try this at home. Don't.
But I think the media tries to hide it now because they don't want to make a martyr. That's why I live in Wyoming and I didn't hear about this till now. Don't do it, kids. Get a radio show instead. Worms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof. My fellow sheep, election season is upon us. Are you one of the 12% of Americans who still approves of our government? Then we need your help to force the other 88% into compliance. Our democracy depends on it. We're an organization called Citizens Against Too Much Unfettered Freedom, or CATMUF. CATMUF is a bipartisan flock of sheep whose goal is expanding government until nothing else remains, because the government is here to help you. How can you help CATMUF help you? By only voting for candidates dedicated to expanding government. It's easy. You don't need to study the issues. No matter what a politician says when running for office, they're all dedicated to expanding government. And make sure you tell all your friends and family to vote for more government. Here at CATMUF, we don't care if you vote Democrat or Republican, as long as you vote for candidates committed to growing our federal family. CATMUF. Because folks just aren't smart enough to handle real freedom.
What's interesting about this Casper Star Tribune site that we were reading an article from in the last segment is that there's like... Every news page that I go to has like big, categories at the very top. And it's just like news, sports, weather. This one is news, sports, arts, obituaries, and buy and sell. Like obituaries is like one of the main things. And I went on here and Monday, today, in some place, I guess it's not Monday over in Casper anymore. But Monday, four people died. On Saturday, three people died, but no one died. No one died on Sunday. Everyone just wanted to wait through.
But look at Friday.
Friday actually includes pictures, and it's a whole bunch of people.
Wow, 11 people.
Yeah,
that's a lot of people dying on Friday. A lot of people partying, huh?
eight of which had photographable faces.
Well, it looks like on last Tuesday, it seems like the pictures are very, like, it's not all of them that have pictures. It's very sporadic almost.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you'll have all of a sudden, here's a bunch of people with pictures, and then no one has a picture. It's kind of weird how they did that.
Yeah.
Because they must have pictures based on if they submit them or not.
Yeah.
But like on Thursday, they had just three people and only one of which has a picture. But yeah, and oh geez, and then the last day they have Tuesday the 7th, a lot of people died on that day. But that's weird that they have obituaries as like one of their
top.
That's their top thing. That's their top thing. Boom. You're here? I bet you want to see who died.
It's kind of like how you go to small towns and you look at the, and everybody talks about what's in the police blotter in the paper for that day.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody wants to know whether or not Tom got arrested last night for being drunk.
Yeah.
So they can gossip about it. And those small towns gossip
on the police blotter. Yep. Yeah. There's a lot of gossip in small towns.
Yeah. 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 Really big time.
Yeah. It's silly.
Yeah.
It's silly. How big is this Casper town, though?
I think it was, 50,000? I think that's what he said. So it's really
small. Yeah, I mean, that's not that small.
It's huge for Wyoming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bigger than my town.
Okay. Not bigger than my town. I live in Vegas. It's there's millions of people here. Granted, we just broke the bar to finally get them to start realizing that, hey, maybe we need a sports team or two.
Oh, Vegas is getting some sports teams, huh?
Yeah. So there's two sports teams. One's good and one's bad. So the good one, which has a terrible name, which is the Las Vegas Golden Knights, which sounds a lot like some sort of maybe kind of scatological sex act.
It does not sound...
But I guess that's our team until they realize. they'll probably be like the Mighty Ducks, and they'll probably be like, Mighty, let's just scrap the Mighty, but let's just scrap the golden part. Let them be the Knights.
But isn't there already, there's already Knights.
Not in hockey, I don't think. So, yeah. And then
the Red Wings are going to beat them.
I'll fight you. Go Knights.
No.
Don't
go Wigs.
Don't get fight now.
We're fighting now.
And then the bad team, this is a really bad idea, but there looks like they're probably going to do it. I don't know. I think there was actually some kind of reversal, but it looked like for a while that we were going to get the Oakland Raiders, which is a horrible move on every level. For the first and obvious one, like Raider fans are like this whole other category of sports fans. They're really rowdy. They're the ones that probably riot the most when stuff happens. Their fans are the ones that, you know, get in fights. It's basically almost like European soccer, like going to a European soccer game. But it's terrible. But the other problem is that the city is going to dump a whole bunch of money into a new stadium, which is going to revive the district in their area. It's going to revive the businesses in their area. And they always say this every time they get a sports team in a new city. And it never happens. It never pans out. And the city loses a bunch of money. But don't worry. We're not going to have to pay for it with tax money, because they're just going to add a... was it a hotel tax? So if you come... and stay in Vegas, they're going to tax you so that we can have a Super Bowl stadium and that the locals don't have to pay for it. Because you know, like if rates cost more on hotel rooms, people aren't going to be disincentivized not to come, right? That's going to stay steady. It's a stupid thing, and the city's dumb for doing it. But I think they may not be doing it. I think we might end up getting the Chargers as well. I'm not sure, so... I haven't been following it too closely, just because it's just a nightmare. And you know we're going to get it. We know we're going to end up getting a football team and dumping billions of dollars into a stadium. But oh well.
Yeah. I don't understand why.
Well, because the NFL is actually it's a nonprofit organization. Believe it or not, it is considered a nonprofit organization, but they make, you know, billions of dollars, you know, all the time, and they just funnel it through different routes and stuff, and work with city governments in order to get stadiums built and all that other things. But what's interesting about the NHL, I don't know if this is universal across NHL, but for the Golden Knights, that's really a bad name, but the Golden Knights are going to be playing at T-Mobile Stadium, which is built on one of the properties on the Strip, and it's actually paid for by MGM. I think it's MGM that owns those. Yeah, I think so. And they're basically footing the bill for the whole project. Like, they're paying for the stadium, they're building the area around it to make it, and it really does look nice. And they're, you know, it's all coming out of there. They're not taking a dollar of city money at all. You know, they're used doing it all by themselves, which is fantastic. I'm all for that. But, you know, they didn't need to go and beg the government for billions of dollars for a stadium. It's ridiculous.
All right. Well, why don't they just not do that?
Not do
sports.
Because hockey is awesome, and I'll fight you.
Well, yeah. But the Wings will win anyway. So, no. I mean, what's the point? No. Red Wings are going to beat you. So you might as well just quit now while you're ahead.
All right. Well, I hope they don't get. I hope they don't miterate on our team. That's all they care about. But it seems like they may like it.
It seems so. Like your team. But yeah, your team's probably doing that to each other. All right. Yeah. Well, have we beat the dead horse on the hockey team enough? All right. How about we move on to this Uber self-driving car story here? Let's talk about how awesome Uber self-driving cars are. We got Uber self-driving cars ran through 6 spotlights in California, the New York Times says.
Spotlights or stoplights?
What did I say? Spotlights? Stoplights. They ran through some spotlights, man. They ran through stoplights. They're running lights. Driving. Yeah. According to internal documents seen by the New York Times, Uber self-driving cars ran 6 red lights in the short span of time that the company was shuttling customers around in autonomous vehicles in San Francisco, California. The autonomous vehicle pilot program was announced suddenly in December and quickly drew controversy as the media noted that Uber wasn't registered on the California's DMV list of companies approved to test self-driving cars. Ooh, not on the DMV list. Statism. All right. Documents obtained by The Verge through public records requests also show that California DMV had warned Uber for months prior to the launch of its pilot program that it would need an autonomous testing permit to drive on California's roads. Uber maintained that it didn't need a permit to test its vehicles as they were not truly autonomous cars, but simply with the advanced driver assist systems, which do not require a permit to test or to drive in California.
So if they're running red lights, doesn't that just mean that it's driver error, or does it mean that it's the actual computer's doing it?
Have to find more. The California DMV countered that the vehicles were in fact autonomous under DMV standards, and the department ended up revoking registrations for Uber's autonomous cars. Uber announced that it would stop its pilot program in San Francisco and take the program to Arizona. If Uber had obtained an autonomous testing license under California's guidelines, the company would have had to publicly report accidents as well as how often engineers testing the system had to disengage. During the squabble between Uber and California DMV, a video was posted in which an Uber self-driving car was seen driving through a red light at an intersection in San Francisco in front of the Museum of Modern Art. At the time, Uber spokesperson Chelsea Kohler stated that the incident was due to human error. This is why we believe so much in making the roads safer by building self-driving Ubers. But the unnamed source provided the New York Times with the company documents that noted that in this case, the car went through a red light. And it did so in 5 other occasions. All told, the mapping program used by Uber's cars failed to recognize 6 traffic lights in San Francisco area, the Times wrote. According to NYT,
New York
Times. It must be New York Times, Kohler clarified on Friday, quote, "Our self-driving technology required human intervention. The vehicle operator had no time to intervene, but failed to take over before crossing the stop line and manually proceeded through the protected crosswalk," end quote. Ours contacted Uber for additional information, but the company has not responded. Ours also contacted the Arizona DMV on the status of Uber's pilot program within the state. The Public Information Office responded with a statement. ADOT works with Uber and other companies testing self-driving technology to create the most supportive environment possible while also promoting public safety. The revelations are more bad news for a company that just last week slapped with a lawsuit from Waymo, Google's self-driving car division, that alleges Anthony Lewandowski, a former Google autonomous car engineer and current Uber engineer, stole company trade secrets and infringed a patent. We were just talking about this last week, how terrible patents are.
Meow. Meow. Go to the Uber market. And sell 411. Get sell 411. They have a... It's basically free Uber with Bitcoin.
Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
And more.
Hi there. This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. Purse.io is a great website where you can spend Bitcoin on Amazon or trade Amazon gift cards for Bitcoin. I use Purse myself and I love it. You can also get discounts on Amazon. You can get 5% right this minute, or if you place your order and wait a day or so, you can name your discount and get 10%, 20%, even up to 33% off. You can try Purse right now and get 0.01 Bitcoin free on your first order over $50. And if you go through the Freedom Fiends link, Purse will also send 0.01 Bitcoin to the Freedom Fiends. Help yourself to some agorism and help Liberty Media while you're at it. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Purse link at the top right, even if you've used Purse before. Or enter the referral code FIENDS when you sign up at purse.io. That's FIENDS. Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra. Do it.
So we were talking about Uber running red lights with their autonomous vehicles. And so I have some questions. Did anybody get hit?
The article does not say. You'd think it would if someone got hit.
Yeah, I think that would be like, someone died. Yeah.
That would be the headline. It wouldn't be ran six stoplights. It'd be like, they crashed into a car.
Running a stoplight.
Yeah.
No pedestrians. We can also
safely assume.
No pedestrians got hit.
Yeah, we can safely assume that. Otherwise, that would be the headline.
Did they mention anything about maybe holding up traffic or nearly hitting people? Or
Doesn't say anything about that. No, that you think that would be in this article if it did that.
Yeah, I mean, if you're running a red light and no one's around, what's the problem? Really? Right,
it's kind of like running a stop sign on a country road in the middle of the night when there's no one around and you can safely see for miles. Like, nah, man, everyone does that.
Do it because Metro in Vegas, they're pretty sneaky. They're really sneaky. They got lots of undercover cars driving around, parked in dark places. I just don't trust it.
No cop, no stop.
At a stop sign in a residential neighborhood, I'm rolling. Forget that thing.
You stop at stop signs?
If I see other cars, yes. In a residential neighborhood, yes. No, not in a residential neighborhood. If I don't see any people or cars, I'm going.
Nah, rolling stops, man. You slow down. See, everything's a yield sign.
But the one thing about Vegas is we have a lot of yield signs, which is really great. Because in California, they were almost like, it was like, oh, there's a yield sign. What is that?
Like, you know what's funny? In Michigan, people treat yields, stop signs are more like yield signs, and yield signs just don't exist. Yeah. You just go right through like it's nothing. Nothing's there.
Really, what's the point of a yield sign anyway? It's like, hey, something bad could happen. I know, I'm driving a car. Right?
There are some pretty bad accidents that the yield sign, people not knowing really how to navigate a yield sign very well, and they'll just like almost, I've almost gotten to so many accidents because someone just goes right through, like they don't have a yield sign. They're not yielding. They just keep on going. So that's kind of a pain.
I think the solution to all of this is to just let Uber do their little autonomous cars, let Cell 411 take over the market for non-autonomous car driving, and then just take down every stop sign you see and replace it with the yield sign. I think that would solve all the traffic problems in the United States.
Or just take down all the signs and the traffic lights. Take it all down.
Yeah, the traffic lights are actually probably one of the worst. I thought that without traffic lights, all hell would break loose.
Then I like roundabouts better myself.
Well, they had this project. Well, not project. They actually turned off all of the stoplights in a whole city of in England. I forget what city.
Oh, really?
And traffic was so bad. They always just complained about the traffic. And when they announced it, they were like, "Oh, this is the worst idea they could possibly do because it's going to take forever." And then people just started self-organizing traffic, and traffic was going much smoother, and everybody, they even brought back the people they initially interviewed, and they were like, "Well, I was wrong." Like, and, you know, normally it would take me 30 minutes to get home, and it only took me 12.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah. And of
that's
course
weird, because it seems like when the power goes out around me and the lights stop working, it really makes everything take forever, because things get really backed up at the lights, it seems like. So I don't know, maybe in like a city I could see that, but out in the country, when the stoplights go out on like the highways and stuff, it it really backs things up.
I think it really depends on how dependent you are on those systems. If you just drove around in city your whole life and you'd never been outside, then yeah. When I went to Kansas and anytime the power went out, yeah, everybody was just really, really great. You kind of knew the system. You saw people organizing ahead of you, and you kind of go like, okay, so I know that as soon as this car goes, you know, I have to wait like two more turns for people and I can get this done. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you get rid of them, people kind of get used to it. Get rid of the speed limits too. Let people drive at a safe speed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Autobahn everything.
Yep. And if people crash and die from driving too fast, hey. Take some bad jeans out of the jeans, I guess. You're making Idiocracy by nerfing everything, government.
Stop nerfing things. Yeah. Let people win their Darwin Awards.
Yeah.